This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, guests, as you know, this is the second week of the month, and that's the time I feature Andre Williams and Laura Klein, who are part of the Big Picture. So listen keenly as they take over for this particular program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren. We're here with you every second Saturday at 7 a.m. And in our podcast, we feature conversations with community leaders from the business, cultural, educational, and government sectors. I'm one of your hosts, Andre Williams. I am a South Florida-based real estate attorney. I'm Harvard-educated, so strong ties to the Northeast. I have a full-service real estate law practice and title company. I'm also a real estate investor, and I co-host with my rock star friend, Lauren Klein, who is co-founder and attorney with Flourish Law Group, and she's an estate planning attorney. Lauren, so happy to have you with us today.
Andre, good morning. So happy to be here, as always.
And I'm going to allow Lauren to introduce our fabulous guest with us this morning, but let me tell you a little bit about the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, which is hosting this podcast. The Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce has a unique business-to-consumer approach, not business-to-business, business-to-consumer. And we recruit members to help them grow their business and gain clients. We have a one-stop shop that offers digital marketing, and IT support services in a toolbox that is highly discounted. And our membership also includes preparation of various certifications, DBE, WBENC, SBA, HubZone, EDW, OSB, to name a few, for women-owned and economically disadvantaged businesses. And we also have the support of management consultants. We have relationships with the Small Business Administration and the Canada Florida Chamber of Commerce. And we have a Women's Business Initiative, which is designed to open the doors of opportunity for women, people of color, and veterans who are interested in starting, strengthening, or expanding their business. And Lauren, my rockstar co-host, is going to introduce our guest.
Thank you, Andre and Ciara. Welcome, welcome. I'll do a quick bio and then we'll jump in because we have so many questions for you. So Ciara Gravier is the founder and CEO of The Bunker Insurance and Risk Management, a cutting-edge independent insurance agency renowned for its dedication to empowering middle market businesses through comprehensive risk management solutions. She has been in this industry for over two decades and has demonstrated unparalleled expertise in navigating the complex landscape of insurance and risk management, which we're going to have some questions for you today for sure. You hold so many prestigious designations. I love learning more about my friends: certified insurance counselor, certified risk manager, and Cyber Cope insurance certification, which I know Glenn probably loves. Glenn is one of the people that help us make this show happen. He is the best. So welcome to the show, Ciara.
Thank you both so much. This is so exciting and quite a mission here that in the audience that you guys have. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we love bringing on really, really cool guests to talk about incredible topics that will be helpful, will inspire the audience, and hopefully give them some great takeaways that they can bring into their personal and business lives. So let's kick it off. I want to know, how did you get into insurance? Why insurance?
Everyone always asks. It's so funny. I get that question asked probably the most, like, wait, did you want to do this? Because nobody wants to do insurance. And the answer is no. I actually fell into it. I was forced into it, you can say. My parents worked in corporate America all of their life and all of my childhood. At 49, my dad was 49. He was working for UPS, and my mom was 47, working for Equifax her whole life. That was the only job she had ever had. And she got wrongfully terminated, and my dad had it with UPS. And he was just like, I'm tired of working for someone else and building for someone else. So I want to do something different. And, you know, without ever selling a piece of insurance or owning a business, they took money out of their 401k and opened an Allstate. And at the time, Allstate was giving really, really great, like, sign-on incentives, not from a money perspective, but from a handholding perspective. So he flew to Chicago, got training, pretty intense training. He was up there for about a month, came back, and the support that Allstate was giving at the time, they were supplying phones and computers and paper and envelopes, like all, and the mentorship. That's how we learned insurance. And I was going to the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale at the time for interior design, but I didn't get a scholarship and they couldn't afford to send me anymore. So my dad was like, well, we'll send you back once this takes off. And well, here I am. I never went back.
I love it. But you know what? We're going to get into, you know, you are such a rock star at branding, and it's something that you get paid the big bucks to speak about. And I think that makes a lot of sense, right? Like, now that I know that all really adds up.
So that's incredible. I was always there. It just, I couldn't finish it. So
yeah.
It was the right choice.
That's amazing. So. That's amazing. And so do you still work with your parents at this point?
And so my mom, so we ended up doing the Allstate route. We opened a second location with Allstate and we were winning all the trips. We were killing it. And we realized, wait a minute, every person that owns an Allstate office, someone in the family has what's known as an independent on the side. So like if the husband owns an Allstate, then the mother-in-law will own an independent, because in Florida, especially at the time, I don't know too much about Allstate now, but they only write auto insurance. They don't do any property insurance. So you're losing all of the opportunity. And so they would funnel it to each other. And so that's what we did. We came home from the Bahamas one trip and my parents were, had the Allstate downstairs and we opened the Independent upstairs. And I remember we had like a pulley box where we would put like papers that we would like pass. And if any, at the time people would still come into the office, my dad would be like, oh, well, my daughter has an agency upstairs. Like, and he would walk them upstairs, like they couldn't leave. And we eventually sold the Allstates. And then we kept, we had that Independent for 12 years and we sold that one in 2018. And my mom retired. She was like, I'm done working. I'm never selling insurance again. Turned in her license. She was like, I'm done. And so now my dad works with me. Yeah, he works probably 2-3 days a week.
Wow. Wow. And what types of insurance do you provide?
Yeah. So now we're only doing commercial insurance. We're only helping businesses in a couple states, but mainly Florida. We're not doing any of the home or the auto, the personal lines stuff. It's strictly just helping business owners, you know, get off their feet and use insurance as a tool to grow. Wow. Yeah.
So walk us through like a typical client or like your ideal client.
So there's a couple of industries that I love. Manufacturing is one of them. I love manufacturing, contractors. I write malpractice and cyber for attorneys. I do a lot of that. I'm in a networking group specifically for attorneys. And so those are the three areas that I focus on. But really, we can help businesses, whether they're just starting. Think about it. It's a little bit complex to explain, but I'm going to try to break it down, right? Like, so for example, if you're starting a business and you're getting a brick and mortar, right, spot, your lease is going to come with some requirements for insurance. You're going to have to provide general liability insurance, right? In the state of Florida. So it kind of like stacks as you grow. In the state of Florida, if you have 4 or more employees, you're required to have workers' comp. So that's something. But if you don't have an advisor that's warning you about these things, like the business owners don't know. They don't know what they don't know, right? So if you're in the construction space, a lot of bonds are required, or you're bidding on projects, or you get sent insurance requirements that you have to meet before they even consider you. So it could be complex and very, very hard to manage for someone that doesn't know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, as a business owner myself, I will say that at the beginning, I'm like, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about anything.
Right.
And I know how to practice law. That's
exactly
it.
I always use the example of the person that like wants to own a pizza restaurant because they love making pizza, right? That person doesn't want to do anything admin related. But guess what? You own a pizza shop. You need to make sure that your employees are safe because it will reflect in your costs and your insurances if they're constantly slipping and falling, or if you don't have the proper shoes for the back of the kitchen. It's very complex when you start to piece it apart. Well, you guys know owning a business is complex overall, you know? So, and like you said, you're a lawyer that wanted to practice law, you know, all of these other things, the HR, the insurance, the, you know, everything. It's overwhelming. And so I really love to try to almost insulate my clients with, you know, bringing in the right professionals to help them navigate these things so that they could focus on growing their business.
That's amazing. Andre, I feel like I see some wheels turning. I feel like I see some good questions percolating.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. And as I introduced myself, you know, I'm in the real estate world. And so you can imagine a very regulated insurance is very much a part of what I do and my clients as well. Mm-hmm. So Lauren and I have talked a lot about the proposed changes in the tax code under this new administration. What are some changes that have happened or are likely to happen with the new administration or with this Republican controlled state legislator, you know, changes that might impact commercial and insurance in Florida?
Well, not to get wildly political here, but I mean, even just what's happening or what's happened so far, right? 6 months into 2025 with employment in construction, right? The reality is, living where we live, the people that are doing these jobs are not typically people that, you know, have, you know, are legally able to be here. So I've actually had a lot of some of my clients in the first quarter of this year had to close their doors because they just couldn't get anybody to work. You know, and that is a problem, obviously, for many reasons, but also that spills over to your side, Andre, with the real estate developing and the cost, right? And the layers of where the problems are going to be coming into, right? So for example, you have a developer that has been working on a project with the GC and the subs, and these people have been on the project for 2 or 3 years, but now the GC can't find people to work. So what does that do to the developer's costs, right? And it increases the project. Now, midterm, to finish a project, you need to go find people to go work. It's really caused quite an issue for that piece of the insurance. Also, just the bidding process for qualifying for bonds. We are seeing now, typically, bonds are only necessary for public projects. Right. So if they're doing work for municipalities or the government or things like that. And now we're seeing some developers and contractors want to see the GC and the subs and all the way down. Check to see how much could they be bonded for, because the bond will kind of give a snapshot of the capacity of the contractor. Right. Do we think that they'll be around to finish this project if it takes 2 years financially, work in progress wise, character wise? So I think that the scrutiny that is typically felt up top when involved in that space, in the real estate space, in the construction space, it's going to come down the tiers to the people actually, you know, on the ground doing the work when it comes to like an insurance perspective.
I know the insurance industry is always evolving. Is there, and now that our immigration policy has changed, and obviously, as you said, that's going to impact construction, the workforce, are we going to see a new type of insurance product to protect in those instances, or is it just going to be continue to be status quo?
My opinion is status quo. This industry is very slow to change and slow to react to anything happening. I mean, if all of you own a home in South Florida, you know what's been happening with your personal home insurances, right? And the assignment of benefits issues that was happening with some claims for many, many years. I'm a part of my Latin Agents Association here in South Florida, and we have a legislative arm that was fighting for years to correct that assignment of benefits form and to put a cap on attorney's fees when it comes to claims. You could have a simple $15,000 water claim that could be fixed easily with $100,000 attorney fees. Okay. You know, so they did it on the workers' comp side. They capped the rates on, and workers' comp has gone down year over year for the consumer. So, you know, it took years of our association fighting for that to come into play. And we haven't even seen the benefits of it yet. So I would say that this industry it moves far too slow to adapt, especially when we're only 6 months in, but it might feel like longer. But I mean, you know, every 4 years we're up for this. Right. So my opinion is that the industry will just stick.
Okay.
Very interesting. And I kind of following that thread of thought, but taking it in a different direction, I know something that you are incredibly skilled at and passionate about is branding for insurance. And I know that's something that you speak a lot about. How did you, obviously having the design background, I think was incredibly helpful, but how did that kind of come to be? How did you become an expert in that area for an industry that, like you said, is maybe slow to move or very traditional?
So when I opened up the bunker, I knew I wanted it to be a little bit different. We had come, my industry, kind of like attorneys, our industries are actually very similar, right? We have the threat of people going to do stuff online thinking they don't need to pay us anymore, right? They don't need our advice. They could just buy a package on LegalZoom or whatever website it is that does it, just like they think they could buy their business insurance online, right? And I think that even in the branding process, right, a lot of law firms are just last name law firms, law firm of, You know, yep. In my industry too, a lot of insurance agents, it's your last name. Well, when we were with Allstate, we were Gravier Insurance Group. Like everyone mm-hmm. just uses that naturally. So I knew I wanted to be a little bit different and stand out, kind of be more modern just to set myself apart just from the name. And I knew that I wanted it to feel like what it meant, right? So I wanted someone to feel safe when they heard it. So my dad was actually the one that came up with the name of the bunker. And, you know, sometimes I think branding is a trial and error process. Sometimes mm-hmm. you got to massage it. You got to try it. It doesn't work. You got to tweak it. And that's what we did, because when we opened, we were the Bunker Risk Shelter. And a lot of people didn't understand it. And I guess that was our fault, because since we say the word risk a lot, we know what it means. The general mm-hmm. public doesn't really understand what that word means. Like mm-hmm. we kept getting asked, we would get phone calls to ask if we were an animal shelter.
Oh.
If somebody could drop off their, like a stray cat that they found. And I was like, well, no, maybe if it was a dog. Sorry.
That would be maybe a different story.
Maybe, but no, but like it just, so we were like, okay, it didn't land. Maybe it's yeah. us, because we have like insurance brain and we think in that. Right. So we yeah. changed it, and then we made it, you know, the Bunker Insurance and Risk Management, but we really just say the bunker. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that I wanted it to feel a certain way. I think that one of the biggest things you can do to get it right from the beginning is have your avatar of who you're serving. I knew I was going to go after more masculine industries. So I knew I wasn't going to come out with like pretty colors, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted the agency's feel to be bold and to feel masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I like that was one decision. Like I've never changed my colors. They've always been the black and the white, and heavy on the black and white, a little sprinkle of the yellow. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things that helped us, which we had never done that for the other two. I get you. Mm-hmm. You know how people open businesses. You check on Sunbiz. Is the name taken? No, great. That's the name of my business, and you don't think about anything else, right? And so, that's really. I think starting with the client avatar of who you're looking to serve, and obviously it can change, right? That changes. You open a business thinking you're going one way. Sometimes you have to pivot, but we had a general idea on who we were looking to serve. And so I built it that way.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I remember the first time I heard the word, I was like, I could visualize even, you know, the word insurance was in it at that point, but even without that, just the bunker and knowing what you did, I was like, I can visualize like hiding somewhere safe, being yes. protected.
Yay, it works.
It works. Branding really is so key. And I think it's becoming so much more important, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
As we evolve.
It's non-negotiable now. Like yeah. my dad tells me all the time, he's like, when we opened up these agencies in the past, business was so easy. Business today is not easy. You are fighting the internet for attention, for clients, for like, so to your point, I think branding, personal and your business, are one of the ways that we kind of capitalize on that space of standing out and being memorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, totally. It's so, so true. I know we have a couple minutes until we wrap up. So before I give you a chance to kind of share where people can connect with you and find out more about you, and if they're interested in working with you, how they can, you know, get on your radar. What would be kind of, if you had to leave everyone with like one thing that they should know about insurance, what would that one thing be? Even if it's not even what you do per se, because I know you've had experience in other areas as well, like personal lines. What would be like the one thing you want people to know?
The most important thing in your insurance buying decision should not be price.
Mm.
I know insurance is expensive, and I know that some of us pay insurance for a lifetime and never use it. I understand that. I am a consumer as well. I get that. But every insurance policy is not created equally. And if you don't have an advisor that is helping you understand why option A is $3,000 more expensive than option B, that's a problem for you. You need to find one that's going to tell you, well, it's $3,000 of a savings, but here's why. It has mm-hmm. this exclusion. It has this, sublimate. some of the stuff that's written where you have to control F to find it, right? It's not on the first page of the policy. So it's one of the things that we do all the time. I mean, we see people like, for example, I'll see a GC that has a subcontractor exclusion. I mean, you're all you do is subcontract people to come do work, right? Things like that, where you just have to just know if you're saving a lot of money, it's probably at the cost of a very important coverage. And that's where you should have an advisor to explain these things to you, right? That's willing to sit down and show you the differences. And I know that everyone is tight. And I'm not opposed to you saving the $3,000 as long as you're aware of what you're giving it up, right? Like, you need to be aware of what your level of risk, what you're comfortable with, right? You need to be aware of, like, how much can you finance? How much, if you've got six figures in the bank and you want to have a 10% deductible on your wind because you have the money for, okay, known risk is acceptable. It's the unknown risk that you're not prepared for that is expensive.
Yeah. It's being informed and making an informed decision, whatever direction you go. No, I love that. Thank you.
The only risk that's bad is the one that you don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Where can everyone find out more about you? You are someone so fun to follow on social media. So even if you're like, insurance, social media, follow Sierra. Like, she has so many cool things going on, so much great content. Where can everyone connect with you?
Yes. So I'm at bunkeryourrisk.com on Instagram. I do have a lot of fun there because you just have to. This is hard. So I like to show a lot of behind the scenes of me trying new things to grow as a person. So at bunkeryourrisk on Instagram, bunkeryourrisk.com is my website. I'm on LinkedIn. My name, Sierra Gravier. That's probably my more preferred platform, like professional wise. And I'd love to hang out and chat with anybody.
Amazing. Thank you for coming on. This was amazing. Thank you guys. This appreciate was so fun. Your time.
I could talk to you guys for an hour.
Easily.
Thank you. This was fun.
This is a blast. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you. And looking forward to talking to everyone soon. Bye.
Take care.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.